It's not about the classified documents themselves. The media is telling you, as I always say, a story, not the story. Those aren't the same things. Listen, we could debate the Mar-a-Lago raid versus the Biden documents. Did Biden know about them, or the lack of visitor logs at his residence, whatever. They're all distractions. Tonight, I'm going to tie it together for you and make the case that the real story here is about what's inside the documents that has the Democrats terrified if we ever find out. It's why the left is reacting like this.
And there, I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there.
Again, that's for the Department of Justice.
Why is it a DOJ question?
And let's be clear, it's not your decision to make of what I can or can't answer from here.
I already answered your question. Go ahead.
You really did.
Well, I did.
Referring to the photograph of the Biden garage, I don't know what your garage looks like, but here's here's the photograph. In that garage, but that does not look like what a secure location would be.
Is that the tipping point was finding those documents, those classified documents, at his home, in his garage, no less.
Folks, you want the real story? Just follow the money. If you follow the money, we can connect everything. From the classified documents to why the Trump impeachment hoax happened, even the Russiagate story. Let's start with what we know. And the leftist freakout to this segment is going to be something to watch because it's based on facts. During Obama's administration, Ukraine, it was a piggy bank, folks, for lobbyists and elites eager to peddle influence in Washington. It was a piggy bank for funneling dirty money from Ukraine back into Washington. Everybody knows it. And it's fairly obvious at this point that Joe Biden, the point man on Ukraine, he wanted a piece of that. So when Putin threatened Ukraine in 2014 and 2015, Biden, of course, was the point man there. And according to the Washington Post, this is interesting, Joe Biden wanted to send weapons to Ukraine, but was overruled by Obama. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden, his son, with zero experience on the matter whatsoever, was on the board of a Ukrainian energy company called Burisma. Big coincidence, right? Well, hold on. Let's just keep following the money here. Remember, it's not about the media telling you a story. That's what they want to do. It's about the story. Follow the money. When Burisma, Hunter Biden's company, was being investigated by a Ukrainian prosecutor, Papa Joe openly talked about withholding financial aid if the Ukrainian prosecutor wasn't fired. You may have seen this clip before, but pay very close attention to the end of it.
Look, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a got fired. So they made some genuine, substantial changes institutionally and with people. But in one of the three institutions, there's now some backsliding. So when we left, the first thing I spent a lot of time, as did Mike, because this was his territory.
Oh, it was Mike's territory? While he's on stage, Joe Biden bragging about getting a prosecutor fired for investigating his son's company. Who is Mike? Well, he's talking about the guy sitting next to him on stage, Michael Carpenter, who used to work for the Department of Defense on Russia and Ukraine. That's the same Michael Carpenter who was the managing director of the Penn Biden Center think tank. This is bananas. The same one where the classified documents on Ukraine were found. Isn't that just so weird? How does that always happen? Let that sink in for a minute. The same guy who worked for Obama's DOD on Ukraine ran Biden's think tank. Again, a big coinkydink, I'm sure. But stay with me here. We're still following the money. Here's another coincidence. Don't you think, again, it's weird that the DOJ in their recent statement said that they were at the Biden residence for the classified document search? But why weren't they at the Penn Biden Center? Someone hiding something? Speaking of Ukraine investigations, one of the biggest pro-Ukraine lobbyists in 2016 was a woman by the name of Daria Kalaniuk. She conveniently was the director of a George Soros-funded anti-corruption group, ANT-AC. Well, why does this matter? Well, Daria Kalaniuk and her group, according to reports, coordinated with the U.S. Embassy to pressure Ukrainian prosecutors to stop investigating the Soros group in 2016 in Ukraine, where Hunter Biden worked and Joe Biden was the point man. They allegedly had a do not prosecute list, but here's where it gets really weird. There was a do prosecute list they wanted as well. Remember Russiagate? The hoax that began when the same group targeted Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort for his what? Financial dealings in Ukraine. So Manafort knew about Ukraine, meaning Trump probably did too. Then another Soros-affiliated group hired Fusion GPS, the creator of the Russian dossier. You believe that? Again, super coincidental, man. Remember, it's not about a story. It's about the story. And here's another outstanding coincidence, all centered on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's grift in Ukraine. Read this 2017 headline from Politico, left-wing outlet Politico, about Ukrainians targeting Trump to keep him from getting elected. They did, right? In 2017? Why did they not want Trump in office, Ukrainians? Maybe because some of those Ukrainians knew that Trump knew about the Ukrainian piggy bank the Bidens were partaking in. And they wanted to make sure you didn't know about it. Well, when they failed to stop Trump with the Russia hoax, they had to impeach him, especially after Zelensky. He asked Zelensky to investigate Ukrainian corruption, a.k.a. the links to Joe and Hunter Biden. So right on cue, along comes a whistleblower out of nowhere and the phone call with the alleged quid pro quo.
Donald J. Trump. Once again, the president of the United States is in big trouble.
Historic news from Capitol Hill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing a formal impeachment inquiry of President Trump.
The president of the United States recognizes that there is in this whistleblower's documents terrible evidence of the president's corruption.
The whistleblower's memo about the call says that the official described the call as crazy, frightening.
And here comes, as if on cue, right, our Ukrainian friend again, who was running George Soros' little anti-AC group over there, who just shockingly parrots the exact same talking points as the whistleblower who, oddly enough, she reportedly met with in 2015 at the White House. Again, another outstanding coincidence, folks. Listen, are these classified documents found at Biden's think tank run by Michael Carpenter, who was on stage with them as they were threatening to fire the prosecutor? Does it expose what Biden was up to, taking advantage of the Ukrainian piggy bank through his son, using his son, Hunter Biden? Was Biden acting as a foreign agent in Ukraine? I'm not talking about 007. I'm talking in the monetary sense. See why Hunter's financial support of his father is such a big deal now? Follow the money. Ukraine was a piggy bank. Joe Biden wanted a piece. It's not about us story. It's about the story. And I know liberals, you get confused really easily about these scandals, but only when they involve Democrats. So I did a little quick whiteboard summation for you of the Biden scandal. It's called the Lib Guide to Scandal. Here, Ukraine gave money to Hunter despite having no skills. Hunter sent money to Dad. Dad then lobbies for Ukraine for both weapons and money to Ukraine. Hard? You need a picture of it? I can put it on my Instagram. Folks, now do you understand why the Democrats want everyone distracted about whether or not Joe Biden should have classified documents? They don't care about classified documents. They don't want us to know what's in them because it could expose one of the biggest scandals in U.S. history. Just follow the money.